The new bridge would replace a pair of frequently congested spans that supporters of the project say have long outlived their usefulness. Construction costs are expected to top $3.5 billion, and critics have blasted the bridge as a boondoggle. But state officials and members of Congress from Washington and Oregon say replacing the structures will be key to maintaining a healthy infrastructure in the Northwest. Governor John Kitzhaber says he wants Oregon lawmakers to approve $450 million in bonds when they return to Salem next month.
After a decade of planning, after a year of legislative review, it's time to get this project off the ground.
Lawmakers in Olympia will likely also consider a bridge construction package in their next session. The state portions of the project would likely be funded by a combination of tolls, gas taxes, or higher vehicle registration fees. I'm Chris Lehman in Portland.